In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. In our reading from the letters of St. Paul this morning, his epistles of spiritual and pastoral guidance, he tells those that he's writing to, and also us, to bear with the scruples of the weak. It says infirmities in the reading that we heard this morning, that particular translation, but the New King James translation is scruples. Bear with the scruples of the weak. What's a scruple? I can't help but think of Cousin Vinny, you know, where the question is asked to the judge, what's a grit, you know? But what's a scruple? There is such a thing. We know, we hear the word scrupulous. But there is such a thing as a scruple. A scruple was the ancient weight, 20 grains, 1.25 grams. Very, very small amount. Sometimes when we can't do as we are meant to do as Christians, and that means be crucified with Christ, to die to the old man. It's funny how with feminism, every time the word man comes up, there's an objection raised, and you say, well, we should say woman too, but you know, I never heard anybody complain about this particular use of the word man. I never heard anybody say, you have to say, and the old woman too. We have to die to the old man and the old woman. We women, we want to be included, we don't want to be excluded from this. I never heard that. But it includes all of us. Male or female, he created them. And that's difficult. That's hard. Even in little ways, it's hard. Even when all that's required is to be humble before others and not to put ourselves forward and try to use others to glorify us, to expect service of others to glorify us and our scruples. Our commitment to the little things we offer to God instead of the death of ourselves. We're very scrupulous when it comes to anything that touches our fantasies about ourselves. And we could add to that our possessions, our egos, but it would be pointless because it's already covered. Anything that touches our fantasies about ourselves, we are scrupulous about not letting others take for granted. These are important things to us, these little infractions. What was that glance? What did that glance mean? What did they mean by saying that? Why didn't they do it this way? It was directed at me, I know it. Well, the interesting thing about scruples is that each one of us has our own. And maybe a nice thing about it is that other people are not aware of exactly what our scruples are. We can go through life being highly concerned about the fact that in little ways others are not honoring our scruples, the things that we are scrupulous about, very careful about, the things that we offer up to God and society and to our own ego and our fantasy as proof that we are really something special. Other people don't know what they are. To other people, when they see us acting in a certain kind of way, they interpret us in terms of their own experience of the world. This is what it is to be a member of the broken human creation. We are all members of God's human creation, and we are fractured from one another. And when we want to respond to God, it's pitiful that we respond by being scrupulous in some way that shows the world that we are something, that we are responding, that we are Christians in one way or another, unlike those who don't share our particular scruples. We are scrupulous about everything except our faithfulness to Christ. We're not too scrupulous about that. Because that has to do with Christ crucified. St. Paul says he only glories in Christ crucified. And he doesn't just mean He glories in the fact that Christ died on the cross for his sins, and so all he has to do is accept that sacrifice. When St. Paul says that all he glories in is Christ crucified, he means that he glories in his own participation in the crucifixion of the old man and the old woman within ourselves. We do not continue to live lives of vanity, being offended because others do not serve our fantasies about ourselves. That needs to stop. We live in a world that is addicted to fantasy today. I don't even bother mentioning television anymore. It just goes straight to the internet. I don't even mention computers anymore. We hold them in our hands. We walk around with them. Like the priest used to walk around with the New Testament in the stories of the Middle Ages. Couldn't see where he was going and would bump into things because he's holding this copy of the New Testament. People do that now with these things they call phones that aren't phones but actually are pocket computers that are constantly distributing an uninterrupted stream of fantasy into their brains as they ignore the real world and real people around them. And don't offend me in my fantasy. I'm very meticulous about it. If we are meticulous and scrupulous about the fantasy of who we are, or who we are on the internet, or the internet of our imagination, which amounts to the same thing, you know. If we are scrupulous about that, then we are blind to Christ. Blind to Christ. St. Paul says that we must be patient and compassionate with the scrupulous. He's talking about those who are scrupulous about the Jewish law. But it applies to anyone who offers something up to God that falls short of our participation in the salvation of Christ crucified that he has offered to us, and that we keep trying to find a loophole some way around. I can do this. See how devout I am. We become scrupulous about that and we think we're doing it. I'm humble. I know I'm not doing it as well as the great saints are, but I am doing a lot better, according to my scruples, than anyone else that I can see around. It makes us blind, spiritually blind. In our reading this morning from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, we heard about Jesus Christ healing two blind men. And when he heals them, he says, "Let it be." As soon as we hear those words, "let it be," we can hardly keep from thinking about the book of Genesis. Those are the words that he used in the beginning. Let there be light. Let there be this part of creation. Let there be that part of creation. It's a restoration of this man's eyes as they were meant to be from the beginning at creation. He doesn't do that when it comes to the healing of our humanity. He does it with this one person. It's a sign of what's coming. The crucifixion, the tomb, the resurrection, the sending of the Holy Spirit. All of that is necessary in order that he deal with the problem of our humanity. He doesn't just say, "Let man be as he is meant to be." He didn't do that in the beginning, and he doesn't do it when he comes into the world. Instead, he ascends the cross. He uses the cross. He uses his own suffering and death to make a path to resurrection for any of us whose faith is in him, and that means in his cross, and that means Christ crucified, and that means the death of the old man and the old woman. That's the only way. Anything else, we're just shortchanging him. We're just parading our vanity in our own mind and looking ridiculous to everyone who sees us. And yet, St. Paul says that we must be compassionate and patient with the scrupulous. St. Paul is encouraging us to have a very high and full understanding and acceptance of the Christian faith. and engage ourselves in our own spiritual effort, but be compassionate with others who are struggling in the same way that we are struggling, unless we have learned how to satisfy ourselves with some fantasy instead of doing the actual struggle that leads to humility in the presence of God. We are expected to have compassion on others, because none of us is Christ. None of us can do what Christ did. We can only participate by the death of our fixation on ourselves and how wonderful we are and what a great figure we cut before others. And sad for them who don't realize it. Sad for them who don't acknowledge our grand superiority. If we're living in that kind of way, then we are blind to Christ, and we are not able to have compassion on those who are meticulous in their own way, doing exactly the same thing that we are doing. And so we are not in a position to judge them. We may be meticulous and scrupulous about one set of things. They may be meticulous and scrupulous about another set of things. But all of us are struggling with the fact that only by repentance of this love of ourselves and this self-glorification can any of us participate in this humanity that has been restored by Christ. Each one of us bears a particular humanity that needs to be restored. My humanity is broken. The particular instance of humanity that is me is broken. And the particular instance of humanity that is you is broken. No fantasy will change us. Only repentance from our love of ourselves is that path. Each one of those particular instances of humanity must die to this vain self-glorification and find our salvation in the restored humanity that is only found for all of us together in Jesus the Christ. And then our eyes can be open and we can see that others are meticulous about some things, have scruples about some things. I am meticulous and scrupulous about other things. Christ died on the cross. And what then? Then it's all over, it's taken care of? No. Jesus healed these two men of blindness and told them, don't tell anybody. And what did they do? He had given them eyes that they didn't have. He has said, let this sight that you did not have be an act of God performed on these particular two people, and then commanded them. God commands them, the one who gave them their sight, don't say anything of this to anyone. And they immediately go out and do exactly the opposite. Just because we are able to see our own vanity, and we look around and we see that all of the others around us are acting in the vanity of their own scrupulous particulars that they are concerned about, that's when the struggle begins. Now we have eyes to see. It's very uncomfortable. We can't do the exact opposite of what Christ tells us and fall back into some kind of blind, scrupulous condemnation of others for being so inferior to myself. We must have the death of the old man and the old woman. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.